This is the brief on understanding spousal maintenance. So, what is it? Well, it's a regular payment from one ex-spouse to the other after a separation. And honestly, it's often a huge point of stress for separating couples because you're figuring out how one income can suddenly support two homes. We've got three key takeaways on how this all works. First, let's be super clear, spousal maintenance is not the same as child maintenance. Child maintenance is calculated using a government formula. But for spousal maintenance, there's no calculator. It's completely discretionary, meaning it's tailored to the specific situation, with the goal of avoiding real hardship for either person. Second, if there's no formula, how's it decided? A judge looks at what's fair. They'll consider the standard of living during the marriage, and then look at each person's income and their realistic budget going forward. And here's the tough reality. Because that same pot of money has to stretch farther, some adjustment to lifestyle is almost always necessary. And finally, these payments are rarely forever. They're usually time-limited, say, for a few years while someone retrains. The ultimate goal is always a clean break, total financial independence, no future claims. But here's the catch. If any spousal maintenance order is left in place, even a tiny £1 a year nominal payment, then you don't have a true clean break. That keeps the door open for future changes. Since spousal maintenance is complex and highly individualized, a calm, informed approach based on realistic budgets and early legal advice is essential for a sustainable, fair settlement.